Next Saturday, the 9th, they're going to see the live show, Songs and Times of Sam Cooke. A Change is going to Come. It's in Bendigo at the Capitol Theatre. The voice you can hear. And the man you're going to see up front is Gary Pinto. He's been good enough to join me on the line. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good, Sean. How are you, brother? Great to speak to you.
Yeah, great to speak to you. I know the tour starts in Brisbane before coming to Victoria. What can we expect?
Well, it's a lot of live, raw soul. It's a great band from parts of Adelaide and parts of Melbourne, which they call the Champions of Soul. I'm singing Sam Cooke songs and songs around his period of his life.
So was Sam Cooke's music heard a lot in your household growing up?
Absolutely. So my father and mother are musicians in India, and they grew up sort of playing Sam Cooke, Donny Hathaway, the Beatles, Al Green, Stevie Wonder, all the greats. So we grew up sort of eating this food into our souls, you know, and those melodies and those things that make up the musical tapestry of our lives, my brother and I, are those artists, and Sam Cooke was definitely pivotal in our development as musicians.
I've got to ask you about your time in CDB. Good memories for you?
Yeah, Sean, yeah. It's amazing. It was 16, 17-year-old kids and touring the world, and our first tour together was with Peter Andre and Madonna. So we were sort of, you know, young and fresh in the industry. We thought this is how it's supposed to be, you know, playing at the MCG, playing at the SCG. This is normal. So growing through that and having great people like Peter and Molly and Gidinski and Dennis Hanlon, all these great sort of record industry people sort of developed us as people who wanted to be in the industry and stay in the industry and be able to use our gifts more and more. So we were dancers at the start. We became singers and songwriters afterwards, and the group, you know, was really wonderful for us.
You must have so many stories. Anything from Jimmy Barnes, touring with Jimmy Barnes? Any stories there?
All good stories. Met him, Sean?
Very briefly.
He's such a great man. I mean, he's one of my favourite people in the whole world, in all honesty, because he's one of the most generous people you'll ever meet. I'll tell you one story. So when in about 2001, I joined his band, and or 2002, and I was at his house for months. We'd be sort of, I'd be hanging out with the kids. I'd stay over there, and you know, we'd go fishing sometimes with Jimmy. We'd you know, there'd be, you know, card games at his house with every man and his, you wouldn't believe the people that come through his house that are just there. You know, his friends are from Ben Mendelsohn to the 12th man to, you know, Don Walker, to every man, and every famous person, Sam Neill, everyone's in his house. And they're just his family because he's the best. And all day, for just days on end, weeks on end, the fridge would just go empty, empty, empty. And I saw the housekeeper one day. I said, "What? How much does it cost to fill up this fridge?" And she goes, "Oh, about $500-600. I said, "How often do you fill this up?" She goes, "Oh, every day, every couple of days." So I said, I thought to myself, Jimmy doesn't even know these people. They're coming into his house every day, and he's continually just feeding and taking care of so many people, and that's his attitude. But even with me, you know, when I've been touring and I have like 6 months off, I haven't seen him in 6 months, he'll say to me, "What are you doing? What have you been doing?" I said, "Oh, you know, just finished a run on TV or whatever." He goes, "What are you doing now?" I said, "He goes, you're working?" I said, "Oh, I'm just finished work." Okay. Then a week later, I'll get an email from his management. There's another 6 months of gigs for me. You know, he has that character that takes care of people, always takes care of people.
Songs and Times of Sam Cooke, A Change is Going to Come, hits Bendigo's Capitol Theatre in a week, next Saturday. You can enjoy the musical talents of my guest, Gary Pinto. Thanks, Gary. We'll see you in Bendigo really soon.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for your time.